Sportsgamblingcenter.com.
All right, ready for the second half. 34-32, Rutgers and Wisconsin, and a tight one. The Badgers with this two-point lead. Rutgers will have the first possession of the second half.
And we talked about the first half getting off to a good start with a two-point game. Very true right now as far as starting off the second half as well. We got a chance to set a tone again, and I think it's really important where you want to take your energy. It's got to be locked in on the defensive end, and then offensively, see if you can play from that energy you give yourself on the defensive end.
Rutgers led by as many as nine in the first half at 24-15. Biggest Wisconsin advantage, just four. The original starting five for both teams out there. And it's the second half underway as Jeremiah Williams flips it inbounds to Jamichael Davis. Davis throwing to Williams against Max Klesman. A screen from Davis, another one from Amori, and Williams, a right elbow jumper, is good.
Yeah, Wisconsin struggling with the double drag up top yet again.
Tied at 34, opening minute second half. Badgers moving to our right. Chucky Hepburn left of the lane, backing on Davis. Turns it out to Crowell for three, straight on. Got it going glass. Oh, he went Brian Butch from straight away. 37-34 Wisconsin.
I love a good bank shot. I'm never going to say no to that one.
Never apologize, right? Jeremiah Williams inside the arc. Whips it into Amori in the lane. Up left hand, back rim and in for Cliff Amori. He has five. 37-36 Wisconsin. Still not quite a minute into the second half of play. Crowell throwing to Tyler Wall between the arcs. Gives it up to score. A flip for Crowell, top of the circle. One dribble, and he'll turn it out to Wall. A toss for Klesman for three, left wing, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Storr of Wisconsin. It belongs to Rutgers.
So when I talk about Rutgers running a double drag, it's they've got two bigs or two players about the top of the three-point line, and what they're doing is having that guard come off of both of them, and Wisconsin struggling on that second screen, being able to guard that.
There's Williams out front, looking to do that again. Williams off that second screen from Amori, mid-range foul line jumper, or mid-range jumper, I should say, is good. Rutgers leads 38-37, a minute and a half gone by second half. I think the Rutgers keep going to it, right?
Well, absolutely, because Wisconsin just hasn't handled that action well.
Here's Wall, low on the left. He's at the block against Amori, up left hand, off the glass and rim, no good. A rebound tip to Jamichael Davis. On the run for Rutgers, stops right wing, feeds Andre Hyde behind the back on the dribble, knocked away, stolen. Here's Max Klesman. Klesman pushing up the middle front court, stops top of the arc. His pass deflected and stolen away by Derek Simpson to the rim, and the layup is good. As they trade turnovers, and it's 40-37 Rutgers.
Mike Gray is getting pretty darn close to call one. I know he doesn't want to.
Yep.
I know he doesn't want to, and nor should he, but
2:10 gone by second half. Here's A.J. Storr. Right hand toss to Wall. Turns it to Klesmet. Max, top of the arc. Flips to Storr. Deep three. Left side. Good, and we're tied. Third three for A.J. Storr. We're tied at 40.
A deep one at that.
Little no-no, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Simpson high on the left for Rutgers. He'll toss it to Amori, top of the circle. And dribble, pitches it to Simpson, left wing, slips it into Amori, low on the left, goes up and in with a left hand off the window.
Not much defensively here can do, good pass.
32-40, Rutgers store in the lane, turns it out to Klesman, open three, left side, short, no good. The rebound to Derek Simpson. About 3 minutes into the second half, 42-40, Rutgers. Derek Simpson. Get some organized offensively, throwing to Jeremiah Williams, working off a Simpson screen. Another one from Amori, left of the lane. Stops mid-post left, goes inside, caught by Amori. Right block, turns up right hand, no rebound. Weak side, and the putback from Jamichael Davis.
And A.J. tries to go and gets the block weak side, but he leaves, and there was no backside crack to get the offensive rebound.
44-40 Rutgers. With the ball is Stephen Crowell. Gets doubled left block. One pump, two pumps, up right hand, back iron, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wall. And John Blackwell will come in for Wisconsin to replace Max Klesman. 16:28 remaining. 44-40 Rutgers. Rutgers has beaten Wisconsin three of the last four meetings, including its last two trips here at the Kohl Center. Antoine Wilfork coming in for Cliff Amori. And Nolan Winter will check in for Stephen Crow.
The difference is last couple of times those Rutgers teams were really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Not that this one isn't, but just say it's not as good as the other ones.
No, they're 7-11.
I mean, 10, right?
And lost,
you know, four of the last five.
Score 65 points a game. Here's Wolfel. Hands off to Jeremiah Williams at the foul line. Leans in, pass knocked away, and into the hands of Tyler Wall. Wall up the middle for Wisconsin, barreling left of the lane, and he gets fouled. Jeremiah Williams getting in there. It may not be on him, though.
No.
It's going to be on Antoine Wolfel. It's going to be his first.
But Tyler did a good job of attacking until somebody stopped them. Like right now, there's been a couple times that Wisconsin has been able to keep going in transition, and they pulled up and stopped when no one's been in front of them.
Jeremiah Williams comes out. Gavin Griffiths is in. Inbounds pass to Storr against Griffiths. Up left hand, around the rim and out. No good. Wolfolk the rebound.
1 of 13 for layups.
Unbelievable. Now. 4 minutes gone, second half, 44-40 Rutgers. Derek Simpson sets the offense for the Scarlet Knights. A throw to Wolfolk at the top of the circle. Dribbles to the right wing, hands off Davis. Right elbow feeds Griffiths at the top. Return pass Davis, whips it to Hyatt. On the right wing, good close by Blackwell. Shot clock is down to 5. Hyatt, baseline right, in the lane, jump stop, throws to Griffiths, 2 to shoot. He will for 3. Left side, off the left side, iron, no good. Rebound, Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn with a lead feed to Blackwell. The freshman got around Simpson and then reached and fouled. And a foul on Simpson will be his third.
Same thing, they're pushing at least until somebody stops him.
And we have the under 16 media timeout. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles and great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:29 remaining, Rutgers 44, Wisconsin 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Lake Air, 1260 a.m., 107.5 FM, WLAK.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks are made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15:29 remaining. 44-40, Rutgers leading Wisconsin as A.J. Storr will end out at left sideline. Into Tyler Wall, and he got checked to the floor right away by Austin Williams.
A good read there by Tyler, because the sideline out of bounds, what they've done is hit the high post and then they've handed off to A.J. Storr coming off. But Tyler read that, was able to turn that corner and get a foul there.
Three team fouls on Rutgers. Inbounds pass, Nolan Winter, hands to Hepburn. Chucky outside left against Jamichael Davis. Hepburn just under the arc. A pass for Winter. Return feed Hepburn high on the left. Chucky probing. Goes out to Winter at the top. Now gets it to score with eight to shoot. A.J. at the top of the circle. Shot clock down to three. Long three. Hepburn in and out. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter. And a second chance. Here's A.J. Storr. Steps back. He'll launch a three. Nope. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Gavin Griffiths for Rutgers. To the front court comes the freshman for the Scarlet Knights. He'll send it out to Noah Fernandes. Back in there for Rutgers at the midcourt logo. Blackwell defends. Fernandes off the Wolfolk screen. Stops left elbow. Scoops it to Griffiths. Shot clock is at 10. Now Fernandes high on the left. Flips it back to Griffiths. He'll try a three and hit it from the right side. 47-40 Rutgers. 14 and a half minutes remaining. Chucky Hepburn against Jamichael Davis. A pass for Wall. Flips to Storr on the right wing. Bounce pass Wall. Tyler double. Turns to the baseline. Got fouled by Fernandes. His team foul number four.
If Wisconsin continue to pound the ball inside, force the fouls called, work your way to the free throw line. But again, we've talked early in this game, Matt, about pace. Right now it's catch and hold for about a second too long yep. on offense versus just moving that thing. And Rutgers is so good defensively, they're loaded up.
Lesman and Crowell in, Store and Winter will sit down. Tyler Wall at the top, bounces for Hepburn. Off the wing, now to Crowell at the top. Scoops it to Klesman. A pass for Hepburn, shot clock at five. Chucky steps back, left foul line extended jumper. Thuds off the back rim, no good. Rebound Crowell with a putback low on the right.
Well, and offensively, Wisconsin's best offense right now is the offensive glass.
Yeah, it is.
Like they got created another opportunity, then AJ took one there. So, but it's got to get moving.
Max Klesman shaken up. Play is stopped. Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, is leading Max over. It looks like they're going to go into the locker room area. Kamari McGee coming in for Wisconsin. 13:56 remaining, 47-42 Rutgers. Here's Jamichael Davis against McGee out high, a throw to Omori. No longer with a wrap on that left shoulder, by the way, that he injured early in the game. A handoff to Griffiths. Gets it to Fernandes off the right wing, scoops it up left hand. Wild shot, missed badly. Rebound to Omori, got tied up, and a foul is called. Hepburn and Blackwell were there. Red guard again. Red guard again, not happy. The foul on Hepburn will be his first. And the first of the half against Wisconsin.
But Matt, the problem there is there's four Badgers there. There's one Rutgers player.
Mm-hmm. It happened to be their best big in Cliff Omori. Here's Austin Williams against Wall. Williams hard left-hand dribble. Stops mid-post left. Throws it out to Jamichael Davis. Probes the lane. Runs it up. Missed, but a foul. And they're going to get Kamari McGee for his third. 13:26 to play, 47-42 Rutgers. First game back for Kamari McGee. He had missed 11, the toe injury against Indiana. The first Indiana game, that was back on January 19th. First free throw for Davis is no good off the heel of the rim. He's only a 52% foul shooter. Rutgers 66.5% as a team from the foul line, and the Badgers are 76%. Second free throw, that's in and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound. So Rutgers leaving a couple of points at the foul line, but they lead by five, 13:20 remaining. Blackwell to the front court against Davis, high screen Crowell, a bounce to Wall up top. Finds Hepburn, Chucky on the dribble. Whips it to Blackwell, fakes the three. Right of the lane, stops mid-post, pops, hits. Blackwell with nine, Badgers within three. 47-44 Rutgers.
Good move there by John, just to be solid.
12:53 remaining. Omori gives it up to Jamichael Davis on the left wing. Dribbles to the foul line, flips it out. Gavin Griffiths squares away, takes a three, missed it, left of the circle, rebound tap. Chucky grabs it, on the run, Hepburn. He'll apply the brakes outside left. Numbers not to his liking. He loops it into Wall. Tyler in the lane. Finds McGee for three. Right corner. Got it. Kamari McGee ties the game at 47. Timeout Rutgers. Kamari McGee with a big time three for the home team. And this will be a full timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC, 12:29 remaining. Rutgers 47, Wisconsin 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7-point run for the Badgers. 12:29 to play. Wisconsin and Rutgers now tied at 47.
And the one thing Rutgers has gotten away from has been the double drag action, which Wisconsin hasn't. And I've never understood that. If I was a coach, I'd run that thing until they finally stop it and then get away from it. But if you're Wisconsin, take full advantage of it.
We'll see if they go back to it now. Rutgers on offense.
And they've run it a lot with Jeremiah Williams as well, getting the ball, coming off of it. But
up the floor is Noah Fernandes. Now Jeremiah Williams off that second screen from Amori, right of the lane, up with a 7-footer. Missed it, but a foul. Rutgers bench campaigning for it. And they're saying, settle down, we got it. Great guard with his hands behind his head. But it's a typical basketball game because that just means no coach is happy. Foul on Chucky Hepburn is his second. Jeremiah Williams at the free throw line. First attempt is good. It's an 85% foul shooter. Not a ton of attempts coming in. It's his 10th game back. And the Achilles injury at Iowa State. They had to get cleared with the eligibility off the gambling probe. Second free throw is good. It was 700-plus days between games. They've been practicing, but they hit the floor running and helping Rutgers win four straight, but it's dropped 4 or 5 since. 2-point lead Rutgers as Hepburn goes into Crowell. Low on the left, wide open, slam dunk. Tied at 49 with 12 minutes to play.
A great cross screen to get him wide open.
Hernandes to Jeremiah Williams off the Amori screen. Hepburn works under it. Picks up Williams at the right elbow, throwing to Austin Williams. He's with Blackwell. Austin Williams on the left-hand dribble, hands off to Noah Fernandes. Takes left, moves right, gives it to Griffiths. He'll leave it out front for Jeremiah Williams. Shot clock at 6. Jeremiah Williams refusing the Amori screen. Bothered by Blackwell. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. Shot clock violation as Kamari McGee started to pry it away. Oh, there is some man's defense from the freshman Blackwell and big-time assistance from the junior Kamari McGee as we hit the under 12 media timeout. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:30 to play. Wisconsin 49, Rutgers 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11:30 remaining, and the Badgers in another airtight game. Wisconsin 49, Rutgers 49. Badgers have hit their last four shots. Rutgers does not have a bucket now over the last 3 minutes.
Well, and to me, this team, we know they're not great defensively, but you still have to be able to bring that defensive intensity. And who helps in that so much? It's Kamari McGee.
Big time.
John Blackwell did a great job defending one-on-one against Jeremiah Williams, but the help side, Kamari McGee being there, because Williams would have got a shot off. He would have got something.
Yep.
Hits the rim, long rebound. You never know. But Kamari's there to be able to plug that hole so there's no shot. Like, those little plays go a long way.
And Kamari's still on the floor. Max Klesman on the exercise bike. 11 and a half minutes remaining. Tied at 49. We got Wall, McGee, Blackwell, Crowell, and Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin.
You were on that exercise bike today, right?
Oh, I was all
before,
over.
I thought so. I thought I had a good sweat on it beforehand. I thought that was all you.
You know, 8 to 10 miles on the treadmill.
Yeah, for sure.
And then some cookies. Three-quarter pressure from Rutgers as Kamari McGee across the midstripe on a bounce pass to Wall. Flips to Hepburn, high on the right. Sharkey gives it up to Crowell between the arcs. Steven shovels it in the Wall, low on the left, takes it right. Layup too strong, no good. Gavin Griffiths is there. He'll bust it up the floor to Jeremiah Williams. Back to Griffiths. Hooks a pass, Jeremiah Williams. He'll try a three, right side, bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for, it's loose. It's picked up by Wisconsin. And here's Tyler Wall.
Kamari McGee in there to jar that ball loose again.
Here's Hepburn high on the left. Chucky loops it to Stephen Crowell, left of the circle. Gets it back to Hepburn, 10:45 to play, tied at 49. Hepburn retreats to the midcourt logo. Gavin Griffiths defending, shot clock at 7. Hepburn turns the corner, baseline left, into McGee, low on the left, goes up and in! Oh, good delivery by Hepburn, and a big-time left-hand flip from McGee. 51-49 Wisconsin. Austin Williams against Hepburn, who cut him off. Ball loose. Picked up by McGee. He's fouled by Austin Williams. The Hepburn-McGee combo delivering again.
Exactly. And everyone should be standing for Kamari McGee right now because he has brought some energy that this team has needed. And it started by getting into the legs of Cliff Amore. In the first play, he gets a steal. Then he scores. Then he gets another one.
Badgers break the three-quarter pressure. 10:17 to play. 51-49 Wisconsin. McGee against Derek Simpson. Kamari off the right wing, in the lane, off balance, finds Blackwell off the left wing. He's in the paint, low on the right, up, knocked away, no good. Rebound Austin Williams. He'll turn and push it front court to the free throw line in the lane. Shovels a pass inside for Griffiths. Stolen away by Blackwell. Hustling back on defense was the freshman. 9:55 remaining, 51-49 Wisconsin. Inside feed, Crowell catches one pump, goes up, gets hacked, and Stephen Crowell goes to the free throw line.
I know we talked a lot about offense, and it's all scoring. You know what still gets the job done is when you guard. Like, it's amazing. Three steals, Kamari starts there, gets in the legs of Amori, then he gets a steal. Then all of a sudden, John Blackwell hustles down, gets another steal. Those are three possessions that now gets Wisconsin going offensively. They get a couple of buckets. They get to the free throw line.
You're right. I can offer no argument to that. It's a formula that's worked fairly well around here. And this is not going to be, you know, it's going to be a defensive team that's not up to the standards. That doesn't mean you can't have stretches where you can make some plays, and they are making them here of late as Stephen Crowell hits the first as well as the second free throw. And it's 53-49 Wisconsin with 9:48 to play. Here's Derek Simpson against Kamari McGee at the center circle. A throw to Gavin Griffiths high on the left, hands off Davis. Now out to Simpson, off the Amori screen, the runner right hand, air ball caught inside by Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn up the left side.
Great defense by Kamari. I know I've said it a lot, but he got over the screen to force a horrible shot.
Wall turns it right wing for Blackwell. Curls off the screen, right elbow, jumper off the rim short. Rebound, Crowell. Low on the left, wild shot, no. Wall the tip off the left side iron. Rebound, Crowell in the lane, up no good. He'll try again, missed again. He'll try one more time and get fouled. All about the grit, and Stephen Crowell goes to the free throw line. Smiles from the Wisconsin coaching staff.
That's called patting your stats is what he's doing. He's just trying to get a couple of offensive rebounds, that's all.
Well, he's got his double-double now.
I'm sure he does.
It's like 13 and 10.
I'm sure he does after that.
First free throw for Crowell is good. 54-49, Wisconsin. Emmanuel Aboli coming in for Gavin Griffiths. Jeremiah Williams will sub in.
Five offensive rebounds for Stephen Crowell.
Yeah, about that. Griffiths and Amori will come out. 14 and 10 now for Big Steve. He's second free throw good. Make it 15 and 10.
And I don't care how you get it, as long as you get it.
No doubt.
Get to the free throw line.
55-49 Wisconsin, 9:05 remaining. Jeremiah Williams high on the right against Hepburn. Aboli the screen. Hepburn trying to fight over it. Foul line jumper off the rim. No good. Blackwell elevates and secures the rebound with 8:55 remaining. Hepburn left sideline for Wisconsin. Off the wall screen, Chucky leads it for Tyler. Quick pass, McGee, trying to cut it off the wing in the lane. Reverse layup is good. Have yourself a night, Kamari McGee. Timeout, Rutgers. Yes, sir, the pride of Racine St. Catherine. Doing a little damage for his team here at Wisconsin. 30-second timeout taken by Steve Peichel. I think they missed him a little bit. What do you think?
People didn't think it was a big deal. You know, come on, he only plays so many minutes. It's not going to have an impact. The impact that he's had in this game.
57-49, Wisconsin with 8:42 to play.
For me, it's the defense, right? But then what he's been able to do and how he's been able to get to the basket, he's not catching and waiting. He hasn't played since January. Uh-huh. He wants to get that ball and go. Now, all of Wisconsin guards can watch that tape and say, that's the energy you need to play with.
Yeah, no
rip
doubt.
It and go. Rip it and go. Rip and go. And I know the coaches, we've sat through practices, they've said it time and time again. But when you rip and go, the amount of pressure that you put on the rim, it forces defenses to collapse. And now all of a sudden they move it. I know Kamari, 9 points, his season high right now. But it's the way he's done it.
It's as high as a Badger, as a matter of fact. You figure Rutgers will be getting into him now, though. Here's Derek Simpson of the front court. Left-hand dribble high on the left. These are for Jeremiah Williams. Off the Aboli screen. Flips it to Simpson. Baseline left. Pull-up 10-footer. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound batted around. Gathered by Jamichael Davis. Now Hyatt. Wide open three. Straight on. Around and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound. Just reaching over Jamichael Davis. 8:18 to play, 57-49 Wisconsin. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Goes it to Blackwell in the lane, through the lane, finds McGee, baseline right to the rim, reverse layup is good! Oh my goodness! 59-49 Wisconsin, 8 minutes remaining. Derek Simpson at the midcourt logo. High screen, Hyatt. Picked up by Wall on the switch. A bully the screen. Wall works under it. A pass Jeremiah Williams off the left wing. Jump stop in the lane. Throws it up. Missed. But a foul. And it's going to be on Kamari McGee. And that's going to be four on McGee as we have the under 8 minute media timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:45 to play. Wisconsin 59, Rutgers 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
7 minutes and 45 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now on a 12-point run and leading Rutgers 59-49. Kamari McGee has been a star tonight for Greg Gard's group. 11 points, 5 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. Doesn't have any credit officially for steals, but let's just say he's been a disruptor defensively. That's good news. Bad news is he has 4 fouls. And Max Klesmann listed as questionable with a lower body injury. A.J. Storr in the lineup now with McGee out. You got Storr, Wall, Crowell, Blackwell, and Hepburn. Jeremiah Williams at the free throw line to shoot 2. He was fouled by Kamari going into that media timeout.
And right now, Max Klesmann not on the bench even.
Yeah, he was on the exercise bike for a while, but nope.
I thought that broke because you were on it so much still earlier today. I thought that's why he got off of it.
A lot of smoke was coming off.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I just thought it was a broken bike.
Second free throw rattles out, no good. Storr the rebound. And a little backcourt pressure now.
Don't pick your dribble up there, AJ.
Yeah, he did. Way in the backcourt. Got to go. Blackwell had knocked away, and that's 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
And Greg's been trying to call a timeout. There was three different people trying to call a timeout. I don't know who the back official was, but like they were sitting there trying to call the timeout.
They did not get it.
I don't know how, because Stephen Kroll and Greg Gard both were calling it.
Jamichael Davis, baseline right inbounds to Amore. A handoff, Jamichael Williams fakes the three, puts it on the deck. a bump, a play on, and they flipped it into the right hand to Jeremiah Williams. 59-52 Wisconsin, 7:22 to play. Hepburn in the backcourt to the cross the midstripe against Jermichael Davis. Rutgers turning it up a notch on the defensive end. Wall against Griffiths, a throw to Hepburn high on the right. Brings it up the crowd, top of the circle. Still trying to back up. Now he'll catch left block. Flies to the goal. Layup good. Score with 15. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. 7 minutes to play. 61-52, the Badgers. Eric Simpson, edge of the center circle. He'll toss it to Amore. Goes to the left, hands off Jeremiah Williams behind the back, lost his balance, lost the ball, diving to get it is John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Here's Wall up the floor for the Badgers. Tyler right side feeds Storr. AJ moves it up to Crowell, top of the circle, couple of dribbles to his left, he'll hand off to Blackwell, slips it back to Crowell, mid post left, whips it to Hepburn, tap pass Storr, right side three, and that's wide left, no good. Wall trying to keep it alive, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. That was a heck of a save by Hepburn in the right corner on a high pass to him, and he was able to flip it to Storr. But
and one more, right? Like, not a great pass because it's in the shot pocket because it was a save.
Yeah, it was.
Right? Like, you can't. Yeah. That's one you can't shoot. AJ shot 40% from three at St. John's. He's down to 30% right now. It's because some of those shots from three.
And that one, we had a good look at that. That was wide left from the get-go. Simpson in the lane, leaning, shooting, and scoring. He banked it in. 61-54, Wisconsin. 6:05 remaining. Hepburn brings it up against Noah Fernandes. Lobs it across the mid-stripe for John Blackwell. Returns it to Hepburn. Hepburn against Fernandes. Walks the dribble right sideline. Goes to Crowell, top of the arc. Stevie angles to the left wing, shovels it in the Storr, low on the left, goes up and in. There you go. That's where he can do the damage. 63-54, Wisconsin, 5:40 remaining. Storr with 17 tonight.
Such a better option for him, man.
By far. Simpson off the Amore screen to the free throw line. Knocked away. Another pilfer for Hepburn. Chucky right side of the front court. Off the right wing. Behind the back toss to Tyler Wall, and he'll retreat out front. Wall against Griffiths, throwing to Blackwell on the right side, off the screen from Wall. Gives it up to Crowell between the arcs, 15 to shoot. Hepburn left open, flips a three, book for the left wing. Hepburn with six, 12-point lead, Wisconsin. Coming up with the final 5 minutes in Madison. Fernandes with a crossover to the left elbow. 66-54, Wisconsin. Eric Simpson left wing. Simpson against Blackwell. Right-hand toss, Griffiths. Long three right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tip to Blackwell. And they're going to get scored for the foul.
Maybe John Blackwell with the foul. AJ, I'm sorry. You're right. You had it. JJ was going in. I apologize.
Score with his first foul, the fifth on Wisconsin. Jeremiah Williams ready to come back in.
Yeah, but didn't look like there. I mean, I could get two guys going for one falls to the floor, but
Jeremiah Williams in, Simpson out, Jermichael Davis baseline right, looks inbounds to Fernandes, 4:47 to play, 66-54 Wisconsin. Fernandes against Crowell, small versus a big, now to Griffiths for three, and he hits it for the right side. Third three of the night for the freshman, 66-57 Wisconsin with 4.5 minutes to play. Blackwell blasting off the left wing, goes up, blocked by Amore, foul called inside, Blackwell with a strong take. Amore the foul, and Blackwell shoots two for Wisconsin.
And what did John do? John goes right into the body of a shot blocker. Not worried about if you're going to get your shot is going to get blocked, but you go in, you create the contact, you take your shoulder right into him, and you go right into it, gives yourself a chance for some contact, and when you have the contact going up like that, you're going to be rewarded.
Second foul on Amore. Blackwell, the first free throw, and it's good. Well, now with 10 points for Wisconsin. And that's the lead for the Badgers at 67-57, 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Second free throw for Blackwell. On the way, straight through. He is 6 of 6 at the foul line tonight. 68-57, Wisconsin, 4:25 remaining. Fernandes walks it through the logo, throwing to Davis high on the left, kills the dribble, back out to Fernandes. Working off the Amori screen in the lane and whip it inside wide of the target. One at Amori. Pass goes out of bounds. Turnover Rutgers. 4:14 to play. Ball will inbound. Backboard pressure on. Hepburn catches. Single coverage Fernandes. Now it's Blackwell still on the backcourt. Break it across the midstripe, and he got fouled. And a 1-1 now as Jamichael Davis picked up his fourth foul. Blackwell with a 1-1. Badgers up 11, 4:07 remaining.
How about 22 points for John Blackwell and Kamari McGee? Just the way that they've done it, the energy that they've brought, and it started on the defensive end.
First free throw good for Blackwell. Greg's talked about this. We've asked him about Kamari. There have been games this season that have been kind of slow starting, and then Kamari comes off the bench and brings the juice. And we've seen that for Blackwell as well. And John hits both free throws, 70-57, Wisconsin. As now we're at the final 4 minutes at the Kohl Center. Jamichael Davis, left side, hits the brakes, feeds Griffiths left wing. Matched up with Wall. Griffiths at the top. Knocked away Blackwell. Griffiths gets it back. Right of the lane. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Ripped down by A.J. Storr. 3:45 remaining. 70-57 Wisconsin. Hepburn across half court. Checked by Noah Fernandes. Chucky with a pass for Crow. Turns it to Blackwell. High on the left. Rips the Wall up top. Tyler in the lane. Out the Storr. Thought about it. Turned it down. Off the wing. Tony! And he rips it down with the left hand. Oh, that was personal from A.J. Storr. Woohoo! 15-point lead, Wisconsin. Davis off the wing goes up. No, but a foul.
Matt, that was personal, but that was smart. He had a three. He gave it up to go finish on somebody.
Oh, he can be so different. Foul called on Storr at the other end as we hit the under four media timeout. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to play. Wisconsin 72, Rutgers 57. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, and after much consultation and spirited debate, it took about a second. Kamari McGee, 11 points for him in his first game back, but he's been special. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Other guys have stepped up too, but Kamari McGee has been mammoth for Wisconsin.
I'm just surprised they had to twist your arm that much to agree on it.
I kept saying, here's the truth, because Butchie always wants a big. I said, now the guard, man. It's a guard's game.
What about Stevens bank three? I mean, I was just going to go one big play.
I know, I gotcha. It's a good thing we don't have any fun doing this.
No. This is great. It's March. Get this from me when it's November.
We do. Yeah, we
now
get, we get
March.
We get March in November.
Me?
You're right. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Jamichael Davis at the free throw line. He has 5 points tonight. 0 of 2 at the line. Make it 0 of 3 as the first rattles out. 72-57, Wisconsin with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. 1 out of 2 for Davis, who now has 6 points. 72-58. Job not done. Presses on. Wall inbounds to Hepburn, trying to get a trap on Chucky. And gets it out of there to Tyler Wall. Breaks the bench stripe on the right side. Wall throwing to Storr. Baseline right. He's going to double on him. Releases the Wall. Whips it to Crowell. Reverses Hepburn. Fakes the three left side. Shakes. Still with it. A skip for Storr. Tap pass Blackwell for three. Nailed it. On the right corner. That's how you move the basketball. 75-58 Wisconsin. 2:48 to play. Griffiths throwing to Cliff Amore. Leads it for Jeremiah Williams. Off the Amore screen, and a three is on the way. Back iron, no good. A.J. Storr elevates for the rebound.
And that's been the adjustment with Jeremiah Williams, is going under that ball screen, force him in to be a three-point shooter. Wisconsin, and nobody did it in the Big Ten the first four games that he played.
Yeah, Williams 4 of 18 from 3 coming into the game. Inside feed, Hepburn to Crowell. Easy money bucket as the Badgers are pulling away. 77-58, Wisconsin, 2:15 remaining. Fernandes out front, throwing to Amore at the top of the circle. Amore hands off to Davis at the free throw line. Cut off by Crowell. A throw to Fernandes left corner. Now Jeremiah Williams. 2 minutes to play. Shot clock at 10. Williams, a pass to Fernandes. Flips a three left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Michael Davis. Second chance, Rutgers. Jeremiah Williams got tied up momentarily, was able to get it back. A throw to Jamichael Davis with 12 on the shot clock. 1:45 on the game clock. Davis working around the Amore screen. Pull up left elbow jumper is good. And a timeout taken. The final one for Steve Peichel. 77-60 Wisconsin with a minute 39 to play. This is the 62nd timeout for Rutgers. Badgers with 77 points against a team that gives up in Big Ten play 66 a game. Maybe tightening up in a few other areas, too, to allow Wisconsin to pull away.
Yeah, no, and I think defensively Wisconsin was a lot better. That got themselves going on the defensive or on the offensive end, excuse me. But this is a game, and it felt like Wisconsin, first of all, needed something like this. Second of all, it's one game. I'm gonna first say it by that. It's one game. However, this game reminds me a lot of what we saw in November, December, and January.
No doubt.
Where there were different guys that stepped up at different moments. You didn't know who it was going to be, but it was always somebody stepping up in a big-time game and a big-time moment. I get it's one game, and it's Kamari McGee tonight. But you don't know, there was a time when we were talking Wisconsin basketball throughout the nation and Big Ten Network, wherever else I was at, well, how do you guard him? What do you got to do? Who's going to step up? How do you, is it Kamari? Oh, my goodness. Like, and Kamari's not a guy that necessarily is in that conversation. How do you stop? But there was, okay, do you stop Steve? Do you stop Tyler? Do you stop AJ? Do you stop Chuck? And that faded a little bit. This is a game where it's brought back up again with the play of Kamari McGee.
Inbounds pass against the pressure to Crowell, throwing to Hepburn against Williams and Griffiths. Chucky gets out of it, the Wall, flips the front court for Crowell as the Badgers will burn the clock, run the offense. Blackwell baseline left, throws it out to Crowell. Shot clock at 13, 1:23 to play. Tyler Wall, the birthday boy, and going to work on senior night. Down the lane, to the rim, goes up, no, but a foul. As Tyler Wall goes crashing to the floor. It looked like he came out of his hand funny on that drive. They were a little early. He didn't get a full control, but he drew the contact, and he'll be at the foul line.
You know why that came out funny out of his hand?
Because he got hit?
No, I think he was trying to go palm that thing and try to finish that
I'm trying to be nice to the birthday guy here.
You can be nice. I won't be. I think it's exactly what he had.
He was looking for that birthday dunk.
He 100% was.
First free throw, no good. A minute 16 remaining. 77-60, Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn trying to get the crowd going here. Tyler Wall's second free throw, no good. Rebound, Amori had it, knocked away, got it back. And up the floor comes Rutgers. Nolan Winter is going to be checking in. It's going to be one Lakeville guy coming in for another. The next opportunity, 105 to play. Jeremiah Williams throws it up, missed, but a foul. Isaac Lindsay ready to come in with 63 seconds remaining. It's game number 156 for Tyler Wall, and he's about to be on the winning side for the 103rd time in his career.
Well, John going back and forth right now with up 17. Get to the line.
Yeah, just get to the finish line.
Get to the free throw line. Just get done. Let him take the shots.
Jeremiah Williams, 15 points tonight. Back at the free throw line where he is 3 of 4. First of two on the way, and it's good.
And the biggest thing with Williams is only one assist. And Piscataway had 7 assists.
By the way, Winter's in for Crowell. Lindsay in for Storr. So Tyler Wall remains in the game. 77-61, Wisconsin. 103 to play. Second free throw for Jeremiah Williams is airborne. Off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. And now a timeout. Officials stop play. We have 101 remaining. Now Wall will inbound. This will allow Rutgers to try to put on a little backcourt pressure. Chucky loops it for Blackwell. It's stolen away by Davis, but he stepped on the sideline right at midcourt. Badgers got away with one there. 55.6 to play. 77-61, Wisconsin. And they're going to get that shot clock reset. It was showing 30. They're going to reset it to 22. Isaac Lindsay on the floor for Wisconsin. Wall inbounding to Lindsay. In the backcourt against Gavin Griffiths. Now across half court. Lindsay being chased. Two defenders. Wide pass. Bobbled around. Turnover as Winter couldn't control. Here's Jamichael Davis to the line. In the lane. Scoops it up. And no, but a foul. Not a Picasso type of ending here for Wisconsin. Isaac Lindsay called for the foul with 40.7 seconds to play. 16-point lead for Wisconsin.
I think we said it perfectly. Get to the line.
Finish line.
Just get there.
Let's get out of here. Badgers at Purdue on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. tip at Mackey Arena. First free throw is good for Davis. Purdue, the outright Big Ten champ.
And now Wisconsin goes Saturday to watch a little Northwestern Minnesota. They're going to scoreboard watch a little bit as well.
Could that be Gopher fans, huh?
They might be.
Second free throw good for Davis. And now Connor is Seagen will check in for Chucky Hepburn. 40.7 seconds to play. 77-63, Wisconsin. Wall will inbound it to Isaac Lindsay. Press remains on for Rutgers. Blackwell had a pass deflected. It bounced around. Now Asijan has it. Across half court. That's deflected. Stolen away by Cliff Amori. He'll throw to Gavin Griffiths. He'll try a three and hit it. 77-66, Wisconsin. 25 seconds to play. In the backcourt, Lindsay, and his pass stolen away by Jamichael Davis. Throw it left corner, three in the air. Fernandes, no good. Blackwell the rebound, 15 seconds left. Blackwell trying to dribble through traffic, and it gets fouled. And free throws coming up with 12 seconds to play. Well, Rutgers, they're still playing. And Wisconsin just getting brutally sloppy. Now Carter Gilmore is going to come in momentarily, and I'm thinking this time it's going to be for Wall.
I think this time it's for Wall. Yeah, absolutely.
John Blackwell will shoot two. 77-66, Wisconsin, with 12 seconds remaining. Blackwell with 16 points, 8 rebounds. First free throw, no good. He had made 8 straight. And now Gilmore will come in and Tyler Wall will take a final bow as those two guys embrace, Gilmore and Wall, as Seagen the same, as Tyler Wall will exit the Kohl Center floor for the final time. What a career this guy is having. Not going to say past tense, present tense, is having for Wisconsin. Second free throw is good for Blackwell. 12-point lead Wisconsin with 10 seconds to play. Here's Griffiths. Turns to Davis, tries a three, and that is deflected by Winter. It comes down to Lindsey. They'll dribble out the clock, and the Badgers win it by 12.
They did what they needed to do. And I thought it started on the defensive end for this group. And it was Kamari McGee brought the energy when they needed to have the energy. And what a response after what was a slow first half, Matt.
It was. They led by two at the half, did Wisconsin somehow. Rutgers grabbed the lead by as many as seven in the second half. And then the Badgers got it cranked up. Kamari McGee, a catalyst and a half tonight. He was just that good in his first game back after missing 11.
And it started, again, defensively he got it. And then offensively he just attacked. He ripped, he went, made it three, but all those things that he did, and the beautiful thing about that is the guys played off of him. And that's what you need in March. That's what you're going to need, is somebody to step up, to play big, to give you some energy. That's what he did. It was fun. And that's a moment, Matt. You've been in here for a lot of them, but you feel so good for him.
Well, no doubt. They were saying, the coaches have been saying it, he's been, like, how's this guy as a quote, patient? Because he's never had to deal with an injury before. And they said he's been unbelievable. Just doing everything right. Earns himself a chance to get back on the floor tonight.
Absolutely.
And a major reason why Wisconsin has won the game. Final score, Wisconsin 78, Rutgers 66. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
including a brief, if you want to call it a speech, just addressing the crowd here, and then he gets mobbed by his teammates. You always want to win for the seniors, and the Badgers get a win for their senior, Tyler Wall, tonight, 78-66. Well, Butchie, as we've seen, sometimes the script doesn't always play out, but Tyler Wall, birthday boy, senior night, team trying to feel good about itself, hitting the end of the regular season. This time, if you're a Wisconsin fan, the script actually played out the right way.
Well, it did, and I think a lot of it, that's what you want to leave a day with when it's senior day, and especially when you're the only one. It's one of those where you find a way to get a win, find a way to know that you're still going to play some basketball after this, and now it's kind of gone, which is good. Now you can worry about what you want to worry about and where you want to leave your legacy, and that starts in March.
Yeah.
That's the reality.